Leviticus, chapter 26. You will not make yourselves idols, neither will you rear yourselves up a graven image, or a pillar, neither will you place any figured stone in your land, to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh your God. You will keep my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary, I am Yahweh, if you walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them. Then I will give your rains in their season, and the land will yield its increase, and the trees of the field will yield their fruit. And your threshing will reach to the vintage, and the vintage will reach to the sowing time, and you will eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you will lie down, and none will make you afraid, and I will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, neither will the sword go through your land. And you will chase your enemies, and they will fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. And I will have respect to you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and will establish my covenant with you. And you will eat old store long kept, and you will bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul will not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you will be my people. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves, and I have broken the bars of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if you will not listen to me, and will not do all these commandments. And if you will reject my statutes, and if your soul abhors my ordinances, so that you will not do all my commandments, but break my covenant. I also will do this to you, I will appoint terror over you, even consumption and fever, that will consume the eyes, and make the soul to pine away, and you will sow your seed in vain, for your enemies will eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you will be struck before your enemies, those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when none pursues you. And if you will not yet for these things listen to me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as bronze. And your strength will be spent in vain, for your land will not yield its increase, neither will the trees of the land yield their fruit. And if you walk contrary to me, and will not listen to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues on you according to your sins. And I will send the beast of the field among you, which will rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your ways will become desolate. And if by these things you will not be reformed to me, but will walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you, and I will strike you, even I, 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword on you, that will execute the vengeance of the covenant, and you will be gathered together inside your cities, and I will send the pestilence among you, and you will be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, and they will deliver your bread again by weight, and you will eat, and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this listen to me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you in wrath, and I also will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you will eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters you will eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your sun images, and cast your dead bodies on the bodies of your idols, and my soul will abhor you. And I will make your cities a waste, and will bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies who dwell in it will be astonished at it. And you I will scatter among the nations, and I will draw out the sword after you, and your land will be a desolation, and your cities will be a waste. Then will the land enjoy its Sabbaths, as long as it lies desolate, and you are in your enemy's land, even then will the land rest, and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate it will have rest, even the rest which it did not have in your Sabbaths, when you dwelt on it. And as for those who are left of you, I will send a faintness into their heart in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a driven leaf will chase them, and they will flee, as one flees from the sword, and they will fall when none pursues. And they will stumble one on another, as it were before the sword, when none pursues, and you will have no power to stand before your enemies. And you will perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will eat you up. And those who are left of you will pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers they will pine away with them. And they will confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, in their trespass which they trespassed against me, and also that, because they walked contrary to me. I also walked contrary to them, and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham I will remember, and I will remember the land. The land also will be left by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths, while it lies desolate without them, and they will accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they rejected my ordinances, and their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them completely, and to break my covenant with them, for I am Yahweh their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God, I am Yahweh. These are the statutes and ordinances and laws, which Yahweh made between him and the sons of Israel in Mount Sinai by Moses.